don't always make your SMS about just sales. And I see brands doing this a lot. Ask your customers questions. Like, even if you don't have a flow set up, see how many customers might even respond to you of just like, a, hey, how are you today? Do you like this shirt in blue or black?
Hey, what's up, branding experts? Arik here, and welcome on, to On Branding Podcast. And today I have a very special guest, Jess Servion, and she's a VP of Customer Experience at Feastables by Mr. Beast. And she's been shaking up the SMS marketing scene with conversations so engaging, they're changing the game. Hello, Jess. Thanks for joining us today. So first of all, how is it to work for Mr. Beast?
It's fun. I will say it's fun at the very least. I have worked at Feastables since before it even launched on the market. I was employee 4. And so I've watched it go on the market and then expand and then go into retail and then international. And it's been very, I don't want to say fun, but it's been very much like a rocket ship. That's the best way to describe it.
Do you have any memorable behind the scenes stories that you can share?
Oh, my friend, I have many of those. Like funny stories. Like I have some funny stories. I have some like very scrappy stories of just like figuring it out. Funny stories though. When we first launched, we used to work with a lot of big giveaways, right? So you would get a code on the bars and that was the excitement. That was the spectacle piece, marketing piece of it, right? And so you would get these codes on the bars and then you enter into a giveaway and some of the prizes that you could win are either a Tesla, Xbox, a variety of different gifts. But it's really funny because as much as Feastables is very massive and very big, internally, we launched with 8 people. Right. We launched this massive thing with just 8 people. So anyway, after we launched, I remember asking the team, I was like, so did anybody figure out how we're actually going to deliver the Teslas and like get a Tesla? Because we just were like, yeah, you're going to win this Tesla. But nobody actually figured out how to get the Tesla. So one of the funny things is that one, like I became like a Tesla expert in my time working there, know all the ins and outs of it. But also I hand delivered every Tesla that was won by a contestant. I hand delivered that. I flew around the country and delivered these Teslas. And it's funny because you don't just mass order like 10 Teslas, right? Like they don't really have this wholesale account like Tesla doesn't. And so I had to like, basically I like order the Teslas, then they make the Tesla and then they don't come at the same time. So, like, I would literally get notifications like maybe 1-2 days later after delivering one and they would be like, oh yeah, your Tesla's ready. You have to pick it up in 72 hours. And I like this one time I like was in Boston and got a notification and flew all the way to Portland just to deliver this Tesla. Just a funny story about spectacle marketing and like gamification. And I know that's like a big part of e-com world these days too. It's just, it's not thought out. Like sometimes you just got to be really scrappy and like figure out like how to deliver these things to deliver the best winner experience, customer experience, like with the overall brand.
Yeah, I was wondering, actually, you sent me this email and what you were talking about delivering Teslas. I was like, but now I understand. So it all makes sense. You were mainly responsible. You wear many hats, but you were a VP of customer experience and you focus on SMS marketing, right? And I just signed up just to see how it works on Feastables. But can you just talk to us, what is the process of coming up? I assume that there is a sequence of messages that you get, right? Can you just walk us through how it works? Yeah. What's the process? Why SMS marketing is better than email marketing, perhaps? Although I think you do both, right? So can you just talk to us about that?
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's actually worthwhile of going back into the story of like how we even decided to do SMS marketing. So like when we first launched, we were like, okay, yes, we're going to be in SMS and we're going to be in the email channels. But when we first launched our website, we said at the bottom of the website, we were like, text us at 69420, text us, we text back. And I remember looking at my teammates and being like, how are we going to text message these people back? We're literally claiming that we like do this engagement, but like, what, how are we going to do this? I like utilized PostScript for this. We did the basic flows. You're in your welcome flow. You get a couple of messages here and there. Oh, maybe if you're an SMS subscriber, you were abandoned your car. You're going to get like those basic things. But we took that step further. Like, you can have your basic SMS flows, but then we actually wanted to look at the SMS channel as an engagement channel and create two-way conversations with our customers, because we had the theory that if you're creating these two-way conversations with your customers, you're more likely to build brand loyalty and brand engagement by being able to like give your brand personality. And I can dive deeper into this, but I think what's really interesting and like something that I've seen on the market is that we launch with SMS. We claim, okay, you text us, we'll text back, right? You go into a welcome flow. But then if you actually texted back, we had this problem at the first launching. It would have to be very manual. We'd have to get somebody to manually text us back, meaning like I would have to employ a ton of like customer support people, like all the stuff. And I actually found that because we made this claim and because we had this channel, we were getting anywhere 30,000 to 40,000 conversations a week in this channel. It's like mass friends. You say that you have access to Mr. Beast. Like, you're these crazy kids are going go after it. So I did have this like dilemma. Okay, if I'm responding to 30,000 to 40,000 conversations and I'm doing it with the human, I would literally have to employ tons and tons of agent to live in this channel. So how do you create that two-way conversation and you create it like a flow or like an automated way and still make it really fun and make it engaging? So at the time of launch, like I launched with our website and we had this chat bot on our website. And I was like, the company is called Certainly. And I went to Certainly and I was like, hey man and lady. I was like, how can we take this bot and put this into the SMS channel so then I can create these like engaging conversations? And so I'm giving you like the TLDR version of this, but I then took that chat bot, that website chat bot, and put it into our SMS channel to then be able to like, it wasn't to deflect the conversations per se. It was more so to create that two-way conversation in the SMS channel. And so what I found was once I like inserted this bot into that channel, we definitely still continue to have 30,000 to 40,000 conversations a week. Like the volume probably isn't as high today, but it's still continuously high because what we did with this bot was we created like fun pathways in it. So not just, learn about Feastables and who we are and like our products, but we also created these like fun gamified ways of exchanging jokes with the user. Maybe we even at the time did a rock, paper, scissors game that was all text-based. And at the end of it, you could get a discount code, but like you had to go down multiple pathways. But we created like that engagement. Right. And then so going back, what I was saying is what I think is really interesting, because that was back in 2022 when we created that. And now I see a lot of these SMS like providers really like talking about two-way conversations and developing out additional tools, especially with AI and even with just like humans as well. Employ like PostScript does this. PostScript has like PostScript sales. They like have you go down like the pathways, right? Like you still go down your SMS pathways. And then if you text back there, you actually go to a sales agent on their team to then talk, be in like that brand's voice to then maybe push a sale or get you across the line, right? But my point is like Feastable started this as an engagement pathway to create two-way conversations. And then now I'm seeing like all these other providers come out with different tools and features that like provide it in the same way. You don't have to be as scrappy as I was.
Basically, you pioneered this engaging kind of SMS marketing thing, right? Can you share with us, so PostScripts, I assume this is like a tool that you use on the back end. Can you talk to us about some, not just to get our audience bored, but maybe some, if you can share a few technical aspects of it, are there any companies, platforms that you recommend for people who just want to start?
With?
It doesn't have to be like a huge, probably there are different companies, a lot about that. Can you just give us some few recommendations?
Yeah, I started PostScript and then I had Certainly and I had all these tools and it's very like expensive. But I think that a lot of these other providers that are coming out, whether it's PostScript, it's SendLane, Yotpo, any of these other like SMS tools are now creating ways to like build out flow pathways. Attentive is another one too. So I think like a very scrappy way that you can do this and create these two-way conversations is you can look at and each tool is going to name this something differently, but like essentially think of it as like a chat flow, right? You can have your outbound message. So you send your outbound message and maybe it's your browse abandonment. It's your browse abandonment. Instead of it just being like, hey, I see that you left the site. Here's a discount. Make that conversation more engaging. And you can then create flows. Like maybe it's something like, and I'm just spinning up something right now. Maybe you have a brand's abandonment flow and you're like, you're asking that person a question. Oh, what made you like not want to purchase from me today? Or do you need more help? press 1, 2, or 3 for like different types of categories. And each one of those 1, 2, or 3 can flow into a different flow path. And then that's how you can create a two-way conversation. And I know that all, like a lot of these SMS providers are creating that type of two-way conversation in an automated way. One that's really cool that I've recently seen with a brand called Rotten. Mm-hmm. It's Rotten Gummies. I think they use one text, and like what they're doing is they're doing a conversation with, hey, it's like time to re-up on your supply. Press like 1, 2, or 3, like 1 if you want to make a purchase now, or 2 if you hold off to the next one. And they figured out a way to incorporate Shopify and their text platform and going through like a text mm-hmm. journey mm-hmm. for purchasing. That's just utilizing a tool that just is creating flows. You specify you want to take this action, you go down this pathway. And that's like a very scrappy way that you can create just like sales engagement, as well as just general conversations.
Oh, that's a great example. I'm pretty sure our audience can understand what you're talking about. And yeah, SMS marketing is probably just is the best way actually to engage with your customers, right? Besides the email. And I know you do both. Yep. And okay, we know about some tools that you use behind the scenes, how it works, how you can do it, like when you're just starting out, the scrappy way, as you mentioned. But then how do you write those sequences? Do you do it yourself? Do you just like brainstorm with a team? Hey, I'm just trying to understand how you come up with all those messages and the flow.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think it comes down to like understanding like what your audience is looking for, like in the sense, what's the brand voice? What's the customer persona of your customer, right? And then it's like starting there of like understanding, okay, what is my brand voice, to then going into like, what is my conversational voice? The same way you would with coming up with your email copy, or even your just like one text message that you're sending in a flow. It's that same exact process. And then from there, it's a little bit of collaborating with the customer experience teams or support teams. Like, what are the most common questions that you're getting asked in these channels? So if you take like an email, I work like a lot fractionally with like other brands. I've seen this across multiple brands. You just take a basic email, you tend to get replies to that email, right? Maybe it's questions about the product. Maybe it's questions mentioning something about like the marketing campaign that you're sending out. If you just take, what are the top 5 inquiries that I get in my customer support channel? And then you take your brand voice. I think that's like the first initial scrappy ways of how you can start doing mm-hmm. two-way conversations with your customer. And then you build upon that. What flow paths are working? What are the most, in the same way you would look through like click-through rates, right? What are the pathways that are being answered the most? And you continue building on it. I would say that it's brainstorming with not only the people on your marketing team, but it's also brainstorming with your like customer support team or anybody who's really close to the consumer and understands who the consumer is.
That's a great way to put it. So basically you figure out what people inquire about, what kind of problems do they have. So you try to come up with some scenarios, and then you prepare some answers based on that, and then you filter those answers through your brand voice, basically, right? And then you just adjust, as you mentioned, and that actually brings us to my next question. So you mentioned email marketing, click-through rate. What are the metrics that matter when it comes to SMS marketing?
Yeah, so I think click-through rate still like obviously matters, because if you're adding a link, you want to make sure that like people are clicking through with that. But the other additional ones for me is, I would say like when I'm thinking about engagement pathways, it's going to be like, what are the amount of responses that I'm getting? I think it's like, there's not enough clear metrics to measure it today. So you have to be a little scrappy of like, all right, so I've sent out this message, and then I know that I'm going to build another pathway to it. So it's like, what are the amount of responses that I'm getting into the second part of that flow? And so it's like obviously measuring that, like I care about that. And then I think that the other piece that if you're looking at like a sales perspective, like what's your attribution rate for SMS too, which again is like a part of like your click-through rate, but like how much revenue are you actually producing from these flow paths? Those are like the 3 main that I'm looking at, because that's going to tell me like if my messaging is even hitting. I think it's really hard in SMS to gauge if your copy is necessarily hitting. Like you can't, there's not a really clear delineation to a metric to get you there, except are people making sales? Mm-hmm. Are people engaging on these pathways? And are people actually clicking through my links?
Conversion rate, right? And ultimately, how many sales you make with those. And then you just adjust based on that, right? So you may... I've signed up to a few products, and I've received some different messages. Some of them are really long and some of them are annoying, but some companies do it the right way. So I'm curious to see how you do it at Feastable with Mr. Beast. I just signed up. I've received the first message and I'll just test it out after our episode. But this is super interesting, and I'm pretty sure our audience will find it super interesting as well, because like this is the email marketing and SMS marketing are the best ways to engage with your customers these days, right? And do you see any other trends happening now when it comes to digital marketing? You mentioned AI. Can we leverage AI to answer those text messages? What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think you can. You just want to walk a really fine line and be protective over your brand voice. Whether you're B2B, B2C, it doesn't matter. You just want to be like super protective over it. So you wouldn't want to just be willy-nilly about the AI that you're implementing into these channels. You really want to be methodical and making sure that you're like training the AI models to be very consistent with your brand voice. I've seen some really good tools out there. Sienna AI is like a tool that I've actually have implemented for other clients before. And theirs is like a very like human and empathetic AI. So it like a lot of customers or just users don't even feel like they're like talking to a bot. It had reasoning. But my point is, whether you're utilizing an AI tool or if you're just like utilizing simple AI to even help you develop copy, I think that AI overall can really help you in lessening the amount of time that you have to sit there and like writing copy and like developing out these flows and creating engagement. The other trend I'm seeing a lot of is, and I think this is a little bit more like deeper, but I'm seeing a lot of marketing teams really dive deep into consumer behavior, not just, okay, where are you dropping off on like the site or where are you dropping off on emails, like really deeply understanding what the consumer is interested in, what the feedback is that they're getting. So whether you're doing like more surveys, more post-purchase surveys that are less about attribution and more about like why it is that you're purchasing or the demographics, or it's also incorporating conversations that you're getting from your customer experience team and then applying like that feedback loop into their digital marketing efforts to like actually spin up campaigns or spin up content or whatever it is, whatever digital marketing that you're doing that's actually related to the needs and the wants of your customer. And rather than just, okay, I'm going to go A/B test to see if this hit. Like it's just being a little bit more methodical about the copy, the content that you're putting out and ensuring that you're like getting the entire picture of your customer's journey.
Well said. Constantly learning about your customers, right? Psychographics, like why they do what they do, what are their wants and needs, as you mentioned. I think it's a great tip for you guys. Do you have any, as the last question, any other tips for people who just want to start with S marketing? Maybe they have a small business, maybe they have a sell product or service, and they want to do something else besides email marketing and Facebook ads.
Yeah, I think like the simplest way to even just get started is like for every email that you have, you're incorporating at least one SMS into it. And it can be almost the same message, but you have to make it shorter. Pop it into ChatGPT if you're having like problems figuring out the copy you need to do. And then, but that's how you get started. Each email that you send out, incorporate an SMS with it. Each email you send out, incorporate an SMS with that. And then from there, don't always make your SMS, and I see brands doing this a lot, don't always make your SMS about just sales. Ask your customers questions. Like even if you don't have a flow set up, see how many customers might even respond to you of just, hey, how are you today? Do you like this shirt in blue or black?
So it comes back to learning about your customers. So don't try to oversell. It's going to benefit us in the long run as marketers, right? So the more we know about the customer, the better we can tailor the messages to whatever their problems are or their needs are or they are interested in.
Yeah. I just wanted to like make one other point too, especially with all of the changes that are happening with like email marketing and like spam rates and compliance and all of these things, like with the new Google updates, even just starting off small with that one SMS campaign to incorporate, like, in addition to your email campaign, you can then compare metrics of like how many of my subscribers actually opened this, interacted mm-hmm. with this versus like my email. It's a way for you to just get people into that SMS channel and understanding that behaviors, because it's going to probably save you as all these changes come down the pipe starting in February.
What do you mean changes in February?
There's just like changes that are starting with Google. For instance, one of the things is like the unsubscribe button in your Gmail is now like at the beginning of the inbox, right? Like also like Google is requiring one touch unsubscribe to emails. If you're not like compliant with these things, you're more likely to end up in the spam folder. So those are the changes that I'm talking about when it's email marketing. And there's like multiple other ones.
I think they have something like that in Europe. They have a law, I think it's called GDPR or something like that. GDPR, you're right. Yeah, okay, so that's interesting too. Okay, awesome. It's been great talking to you. And we're going to link to your website. Any other way you want our listeners to, if they want to learn more, connect with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I'm really active on LinkedIn these days, and I'm dropping like a ton of material there. So feel free to follow me on LinkedIn, DM me. I also have my website that we'll include in like the notes, justservion.com. And I do, for anybody interested, I like do a lot of advising and consulting on like a lot of these subjects. So feel free to reach out.
I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you.